latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP On Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. I am your host, Norris Howard, and as always, I'm joined by the wonderful people out at the UNLV studios, Daniel Agbuya, Jacob Brothers. Say what's up, guys.
What's up, guys?
Let's go, gamers.
That's what's up. We got a ton of great stories and results for you guys, but we're going to start with one of the biggest stories in collegiate esports developing right now, and that is the Play Versus platform officially creating a varsity esport for Fortnite. That's going to be on the high school and at the college level. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Play Versus, and if you're unfamiliar with the story behind Play Versus, that's a platform that's been looking to sort of democratize all of esports at the high school level. And with Fortnite, this is the first time that they're doing something for college. So guys, we've seen the details of this rolling out over the past few days. The story comes courtesy of TechCrunch. What do you guys think this will do for the college scene, an official Fortnite tournament?
My thoughts is, what took them this so long?
Right. I mean, I believe the song goes, "We like Fortnite, we like Fortnite," right? No, this whole scene was dominated by younger people. And so it seems like this did come a little late. I mean, granted, it's using a great platform, and this is probably the number one game they could have on that platform.
Exactly. I mean, people are already playing this now. Obviously, we had the Fortnite Cup, and it had the huge numbers, huge prizes. So it only comes naturally that it comes onto the high school and college scene.
Yeah, and you know, each high school will pay about $64, $65 per player to enter into the tourney. We don't know the amount that colleges would have to pay or provide to enter the tourney, but we do know that this is the most organized Fortnite tournament out there right now. As much as Epic Games is wonderful, as much as they put out the amazingly huge prize pools, as Daniel was talking about, the lead up to the World Cup was not very well received. There was, you know, changes right up to or during tournaments. There would be patches that would come in at really inopportune times for tournaments. Dates would get moved around. So this is the first time that we've seen the Fortnite scene try to really sort of use a third party provider to organize its tournaments. So I think it's very interesting. And another one of the big things that's coming up is that, you know, the registration is right around the corner for this.
Yeah, they're going this hitting the ground running. So I am really excited to see how the Fortnite scene kind of grows the collegiate scene.
I think it's only duos, right? I believe that's correct.
Yes, they're going to start with duos for the first season.
And I think that's probably the best call. Mm-hmm. Because Fortnite is becoming kind of like Call of Duty, a personality-dominated game.
Yeah.
So I think when you have duos and you can just have two people, you can just kind of throw the personality around on a team, that's probably going to do really well for viewership.
And one of the last things is that Play Versus has also created a relationship with Epic Games as a developer. They're one of the only third-party tournament providers to really do that. So we know that there'll be a lot of back-end support, stats, insights that they'll be able to get, as well as Play Versus is going to be handling all the scheduling. So with one, you know, one-stop shop for that, it's going to be a really interesting development to see how that scene plays out. Now, as I said, the signups are starting on February 24th for the college scene, and the season is supposed to start in earnest on March 2nd. So everybody be on the lookout for that. Now, we're going to change gears a little bit, because we here at Checkpoint XP On Campus, we understand that not everyone watches every esport. We know it for a fact. So every now and then, we're going to take some time out here on Checkpoint XP On Campus and give you sort of a rundown, a primer of the esport that maybe you're a little bit unfamiliar with. So with that said, Jacob Brothers is going to lead us through some things you need to know in order to make Overwatch your new esport of choice. So, Jacob, take it away.
All Please tell us, Big Brain Jacob.
The Big Brain Overwatch Jacob is back to talk about Overwatch. No, so when we talked about doing this, I didn't want to make it just like a, here's how many characters there are. Blah, 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 blah. I kind of based it around, like, if you're watching, here are the things that you should look for to help you understand what you're looking at.
So, Jacob, I'm someone who's, like, just getting into Overwatch. What should I be looking out for when I'm watching an esports Overwatch game?
Just aim and click forehead. No. So, number one is that it's all about the objective. Every single match either involves pushing a payload, capturing a point, or both.
Okay.
And so, everything's about the objective, obviously. If you're just trying to frag, you're not going to get anything
done. You're not helping your team out.
No, in a, probably one of the most important team games. But number two, talking about teams, it's all about positioning. So, when elite teams are playing each other, everyone is in a very specific spot. You want to have, like, the tanks up in front to be annoying and take the damage. You want most protection on the healers. And maybe the DPS can kind of fan out a little bit, but usually they don't fan out too much. And the way these team fights usually go is that they pick out their targets. Right. So when they start a team fight, they say, hey, this healer needs to go. And so they all jump on the healer. And they want to try to, I mean, obviously they have to deal with tanks, but tanks is the most waste of time usually to get rid of.
And how would they kind of like scout ahead? What would they use?
Right. So when it comes to picking targets outside of the fighting situation, they're always scouting in the beginning of a match. Either they pick a Pharah or they pick a Sombra. They're trying to see what they have so they can counter pick. So those are the two different kinds of targeting that you're going to see in the league. And then four, players try to play as a singular unit, which, I mean, makes sense. It's a team game. But I mean, like, literally, they are all in a ball and they're going to maybe go around a flank, wait to jump into a hallway. And if, like, two people are fighting over here and two people are fighting over there, most times, that's a bad situation. Usually, if you see a team not all together, all in the same spot, they're usually not doing well. And that's why if someone gets picked off before a team fight, you may as well not even team fight. Because with the targeting that we're talking about, you're not going to be able to win that advantage most of the time. And fifth, which helped me out the most when I was watching the Overwatch League, is that when everything's all going down, the kill feed is your friend.
That's for sure.
Because Overwatch is a very extra game. There's a lot of explosions going on. There's a lot of animations happening, a lot of this and that. And so when everyone's all just kind of throwing their bodies at each other, if you just look at the left, it's like, hey, I like the blue team, and the blue team's on the left side, you know what's happening in the team fight the entire time. Even if you don't know what... Actually, no, the kill feed will be like, hey, D.Va's missiles got this kill. So really, you can get all the information you want just from the kill feed, instead of just staring at all these models bashing each other, like, what is happening?
With the Overwatch League and other Overwatch competitions, as well as Collegiate Overleague through TESPA, getting ready to start up, if there is a character or a hero that I should pick to start out, Jacob, as the biggest of brains in Overwatch, where should I start? What tank, healer, and DPS should I start out?
Oh, one for each. Okay, so for DPS, you want to go Soldier. He's kind of built to be the damage ramp on, and even has a auto-aim ultimate. For tanks, I really think Winston. He was the guy that I really got into, and he's so easy, and he's so good. You just, hey, you just look up, and you hit shift, you just jump, you land on people, and you hold the left click. Okay. And it just hits everybody with a lightning gun. It's awesome. And for healer, Lucio's the most fun healer to play in the game, I think. It's kind of hard to run on walls, but Lucio's my guy.
And he's good for a team too, right?
Oh, he's great for a team because he's AoE. So you don't have to really think about anything active. If you're like, oh, I hit this button to heal, now I'm this button for fast. So those would be my three picks.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jacob, biggest of brains, as we always say, for letting us know what's going on in the Overwatch sort of sphere. If you want to get into Overwatch as an esport, those are some really good tips to get you into it. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back talking a little bit about a really absolutely bananas match in Collegiate League of Legends, as well as an update from Collegiate Rocket League, as well as a look into the future later on in the show.
What would that
mean? So make sure you guys stay with us. Checkpoint XP on campus.
Start your engines and record your fastest lap at this year's Forza Motorsports 7 WGN Championship, driven by FAP. Qualify to compete in the grand finals in Toronto. There's a $20,000 prize pool and a chance to show off your real-life racing skills with a full track day experience. Find us and race at the Esports Zone at the Canadian International Auto Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esport. Your host, Norris Howard, here once again. And we always want to solicit help from you guys. If you are on a college campus and you are a part of an esports organization or maybe just a fan, submit us some clips. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods, and you could be the next big story on Checkpoint XP on Campus, like the one we're about to talk about right now. So we're going to throw it right back to Jacob Brothers out at the UNLV studios for one of the first matches in Collegiate League of Legends that has been an absolute massacre. There's no other way to put it, guys. It was really, really dominant. Jacob, run us through the details.
I just don't think what Maryville did was legal in this match. Like, there's no way. Like, there's no way. So, they played Purdue Global. So, not, like, Purdue.
Yeah.
Not the Purdue Boilermakers.
No.
Yeah, no. This is an online school. And Maryville is officially playing King of the Hill. They are officially at the top of the mountain, and I don't think they're coming down. So, just running through game one, the process for this was for me, because I had to review the footage, and I was like, oh, I don't really have much, I'm really busy today. Like, I don't know if I have
time.
You
sound like a coroner, like, overseeing.
And then I sat down, and I was like, oh, I have time. Because the first match ended in 12 minutes and 10 seconds.
Jacob, what's an average league match?
I'd say, like, 30 on the low end, right, Norris?
Yeah, 30 to 45.
Yeah, okay, so 12 minutes, 10 seconds. So, the kill count was Purdue Global 2, Maryville 43.
Is there no such thing as a mercy rule in League of Legends?
There's not. They had an 18,200 gold advantage. The Purdue Global didn't run Smite, which, if you don't know, Smite's the ability where they can do a damage to a mob, so people in the jungle can, like, kill their stuff faster and level up faster. Mm-hmm. They didn't have Smite, so they couldn't do that. And Hybrids was the star of Game 1 with a performance of 17 kills, 1 death, 10 assists.
Nice.
So, I don't know how to pronounce that name, Kled, that guy. Kled, okay, ooh, I killed it. And then, you know, maybe it was just, they had a rough Game 1.
Yeah, you know, everyone could have a rough Game 1.
Game 2 ended in 10 minutes and 56 seconds. With the kill count being Purdue Global 2, Maryville 25, so not as bad, with a 15.9k gold advantage.
Did they?
Maryville. Wow, I want whatever they're drinking. Okay, they start games by going onto the other side. They're like, oh, we're just gonna go kill this guy. Turrets are not there for them. It's not an item to them. They're like, oh, is something here? We don't care.
That's the biggest thing I would say is after watching this game and you looked at the way Maryville played and how aggressive they played, at level 2 and 3, they were diving onto turrets and taking turret fire, which you can't just do that.
And,
you're
and
just not
like,
supposed
not
to be
just
able
like
to do
rush
that.
In, rush out. They hung out. They made a tent in the enemy turret. And they're like, we're just going to, this is where we're going to stay. And so, like, in the entire series, Purdue got 4 kills and no towers.
So
Maryville's here to stay.
I think, yeah, Maryville's definitely going to be a juggernaut to watch out for in the Collegiate Overwatch
that, scene. Oh my gosh, I really hope this is the rest of the season, because this was inspiring. to say the least.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So this was not all that Maryville is going to be up to. So, you know, what's some of their other matches? Because obviously everything is not going to end in a, like, you know, 62-4 stomping. Mm-hmm. What else is Maryville up to?
They're also playing in a second tournament, which I didn't know until I went to, like, look up their college League of Legends stuff. But they're playing in a ASU plus GSV conference, and it's just like a education technology conference. And they played Stony Brook. It was more or less the same thing, 2-0, around 30 minutes. And well, so they're still just stomping.
Hopefully there'll be somebody to give them competition.
There will be.
Yeah, so that's going to be it. We wanted to highlight such a crazy game from Maryville University. We are also going to have more results in our brand new results ticker down below. Ooh. So if you want to follow up on all of the Collegiate League of Legends stuff going on, you'll be able to see updates on that ticker, as well as slide over to the Collegiate League of Legends website where you'll be able to see all the results. And we're also going to be talking about the CSL League of Legends results as well. So make sure you guys are always tuned in to Checkpoint XP on campus, where we can give the great results to that amazing esport. But coming up next, Daniel is going to be helping us out, let us know what's going on in Collegiate Rocket League, as well as we dive deep into the future. More coming up for Checkpoint XP on campus. Make sure you stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey guys, make sure you're staying up with all the latest in the world of collegiate esports with the CSL Power Rankings brought to you by Checkpoint XP. Alright guys, let's start off in Dota 2. Stony Brook University has been in the top 3 all year. Meanwhile, this is Rutgers' first appearance since the start of the season. They were a dominant team each of the last 2 years. This is the University of Alberta's first year competing in the Star League, and they currently lead the West Group. Now let's check out the full list.
Finish anyone yet. Nightsoft is going to fall. Lightstealer might have just what it takes to finish everyone else off. And yes, that's exactly what he has. Great Tornado. Lightstealer and Invoker.
Oh, he's alive. He's going to survive. He's got Blink.
Yeah.
Dude, what if he just got stomped somehow?
Oh, never mind. Oh. He's dead. Invoker.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Monster kill. He is unstoppable.
Moving on to League of Legends, next week, Columbia College will play the next best team in their division, Minnesota State University Mankato. Florida State University lost their first game of the season against University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, but managed to secure a match win and remain undefeated at 9-0. Waterloo remains undefeated in a tough division featuring York University and Ryerson University. For more, let's check out the full list.
In the bottom one, can he get out of this one, Toy Soldier? A little aggressive, has to wait for Spooky. The traps do come down, but so does the Ignite, and they want to find it. Here's Lee Sin as well. That's going to be Yuval picking up the first one. Spooky trying to net out of this one, but is the trap going to be enough to save him? I think not. This could very cleanly be just a 2-kill grab here as Sue picks that one up nicely.
All right, moving on to CSGO. Some matches do remain unreported as of this ranking, but York were crowned the champs of last year's season and have remained undefeated so far this season. In fact, the top 3 teams have remained consistent throughout the season. Let's check out the top teams.
Tier 1 versus 1. 3K so far to be the huge Orca to pull this one off. Out of the back pocket, he pulls that one, and he's looking to pull more out of his pants. He tries to get this last one. He might get an OGM, a 4K. 13 points of other 1 versus 3. He's pulled it off, a miraculous clutch. And the Jaguars, around that they had no chance in that one.
So Fortnite is just starting to move into the collegiate space, still in its infancy, but let's check out some of the leaders.
In the circle just yet. He's not in the safe zone, but there's a player there. Shark is down.
He didn't have any mats.
Down, but not out. Beauty is still alive, about on half health, with about half shields left. He's dropped to about 30. So now we're taking a look at
that.
And second
place. No.
And sixth place for St. Clair College. That could have been it for them. The last circle left.
And that's the power rankings for this week in collegiate esports. For more, head on over to our website. That's over at checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, number one resource for collegiate esports in the world beyond. Your host, Norris Howard, here. Make sure you also slide over to checkpointxp.com where you can find all of our glorious merch. You can also find news, opinions, and stories done by our wonderful UNLV cohorts who help us out with all that stuff. And you can also find them gallivanting around Las Vegas, because anytime something's going on with gaming and esports, you can expect the Checkpoint XP on-campus crew to be there and to be involved. So if you see any of these guys around campus or around the Las Vegas area, make sure you say what's up. Follow them on Twitter, follow them on Instagram, all that good stuff. Now, we're going to throw it right back to the UNLV studios and talk a little bit to Daniel Agbuya this time about Collegiate Rocket League. So, Daniel, what's the word, my guy?
Strap in your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, because it's your driver, Daniel Agbuya, to guide you around the Collegiate Rocket League team.
Big brain Daniel has arrived.
Because my brain's too full of Rocket League right now. So we finally had the last two qualifiers for the Collegiate Rocket League scene. And we have our results. So for the Western Conference, we have Long Beach with a 7-1 record with their only loss to ASU Gold. University of Utah with the Black with 6-0. Cal Poly with a 6-1, a loss to Nebraska. And Mizzou Esports with a perfect 6-0 record.
God bless them.
Yeah, Mizzou Esports continues to look very strong in the Rocket League scene. They continue to take all the wins and look really convincing at those wins. But I'm also keeping my eye on Long Beach. You know, I didn't expect them to really be in the mix. So I think that's another team that everybody needs to be on the lookout for.
And more new faces is always a great thing in any sport. Mm-hmm. So on the other side, we have the Eastern Conference. We have University of Ottawa with a 6-0 record. Akron Zips Blue, 6-1 with a 1 loss to the University of Maryland. Rowan University with 6-0, OSU Scarlet 6-0, and the University of Michigan with a 5-1 record with a loss to RIT.
I feel like there's a lot of good teams in this league.
So now we have our 12 teams set, because now we have the top 4 teams from each conference from last season joining them for the league playoff, the round robin league playoffs. And for those who don't know, for the East from last year, we're going to have University of Akron, North Virginia Community College, and University of South Carolina. One team, Grand Valley State, unfortunately had to forfeit their spot because they lost 2 of their 3 starters. So that's why we have an extra team from the East from this year's qualifiers. And on the West, coming from last season, we have the University of North Texas, University of Arizona, LSU, and another Cal Polytechnic school, their B team.
Okay. And just a quick editor's note, we at the University of South Florida there, not the University of South Carolina. That's all right. But with that said, this format, I think, looks really cool. If you perform very well in the season before, you have a spot locked in for the next season, and then you run qualifiers for those remaining slots, 6 slots per conference. I think that's a really good system. And the thing is with Rocket League is that so many schools can participate. It's a fairly low maintenance game. It doesn't require a lot.
And it's
still very electrifying, which is why I think you see a lot of new names and new schools involved in that esport, because it's very fluid and very low maintenance. And so I'm excited to see what these new schools are bringing to the tourney. There's some names missing as well. So that's a really good sign that the scene is healthy and that it's growing and that it's competitive as well. So if you are a Rocket League fan, make sure you're tuned into these teams. You're glued into these teams because they are going to be making a lot of noise. I'm definitely keeping my eye on, U of M, obviously. Again, I'm obligated. But I'm also going to be keeping my eye on Long Beach out there in the West, and as well Akron and University of Arizona. So make sure you guys are following all of those teams for Collegiate Rocket League. And we will be reporting on all of those matches as well coming up in other episodes of Checkpoint XP on Campus. So thank you very much, Daniel. We are going to have more Checkpoint XP on Campus coming up. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
My entire life.
Ah, yes.
Oh no, I didn't throw that.
It's alright, my dinner is here anyway.
What happened? What?
I watched him throw the firecrackers down on himself through the wall.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. And here's a game we didn't talk about a lot during the last semester of Checkpoint XP on campus, but again, we're going to try to do more and bring you more content, more esports, more schools. So we're throwing it right back to UNLV to talk about a preview of the upcoming CSGO collegiate season.
All right, so CSGO is one of the most popular esports, and we're finally going to start focusing on the collegiate scene. So we got one big tournament I want to mention here. We got the NACE CSGO National Championship starting this spring. The season will start on February 19th all the way to May 21st, and their championship match will be at May 24th at MomoCon, one of the hottest conventions in the South.
That's really interesting that it would be at MomoCon, right? Like, it just seems like a very, I don't want to say strange place to have a CSGO final, but like you would think the final for something like that would be at like a DreamHack.
I don't even know what
or
MomoCon
something
is.
Like that.
I can tell you it's one of the most lit conventions ever.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
How are you aware of this, Daniel? Do I need to check some references?
No,
here?
Just don't look at my.
Are you a con person?
Don't look at my Instagram.
That sounds like some great content.
That would be great content. But if you guys are hungry for CSGO stuff now, we have the Collegiate Star League going on with their season, a continuation from last semester. There are currently 182 teams on this roster.
You can watch all those.
You can watch all that, but thankfully, they released their power rankings and a marquee match every Thursday.
Ooh.
So as of week 8, we have our power rankings of number 1, York University, UC Santa Cruz, RMU Illinois, University of British Columbia, Urbana-Champaign, Cableton University, Michigan State, Virginia Commonwealth, and University of Pittsburgh, and finally, at number 10, University of Washington.
I feel like these are some different teams than what you usually see in other leagues.
Yeah.
Different schools.
Well, CSGO is just now really starting their collegiate esports, like mainstream stuff, so and they're going to see a lot of new schools.
Yeah, and that's really cool, too, because CSGO is so different from many other esports. I think it's the same reason why you see different sort of esports organizations are successful in CSGO and not necessarily in other esports. I mean, Astralis participates in CSGO, top team in CSGO, doesn't really do anything else. You know, Navi, successful in CSGO, not really a power in too many other esports. So that's pretty indicative, I think, of esports across the board. And I think it's going to be a really, really good tourney. And the thing is, CSGO, a lot of people talked about the violence aspect of CSGO when it came to collegiate esports. It's part of why it's not carried in high school esports. So I think it's interesting to see CSGO supported by CSL and NACE. So again, another scene that we will be following coming up. And Daniel, thank you so much for those power rankings as
so
well.
Smart.
We're going to be right back with more Checkpoint XP on campus, where we're going to take a look into the future of college esports. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out. And then it works.
I know how bad you want this, so go out there and get it, okay?
Double kill for Mary Jane.
That's gonna be a quadra kill!
Double kill picked up by Capcom from Saskio, the hero of this game.
It's a kill for Walrus!
We might be the most dysfunctional team in Collegiate.
Tony, you're the best!
Oh my god, no, he's talking to
Joe. It was really an enjoyable series.
Oh, there goes Marco.
Every team that we are going to play this weekend knows we're the best in this tournament. They are afraid of you guys. Go out and play your game and have fun. You're going to win. It's going to be insane.
Maryville University are going to be your North American Collegiate Champions!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. And listen, we don't just report the news or tournament results or new players. We sometimes predict the news. And therefore, we are going to look into the crystal ball of collegiate esports. Gentlemen, you have a special guest in the studio.
What is he talking about? You cannot predict
the
future.
Guest? Daniel is the guest, Sonic.
I really don't... What?
You're not Sonic.
Ah! Who are you?
Hi, I'm Diane, but you can call me Madame.
And what are you doing here?
Go off.
Basically, I am an esports fortune teller, and I want to play a special game with you two. Is that okay?
I guess...
It doesn't matter if it's okay, because I'm going to play anyway. Okay. So, here are the game rules. There are several esports tournaments going on in the collegiate level. League of Legends, Rocket League, and so much more.
Personal space, please.
People need to know about this stuff. So, to have some fun on their show, I would give you guys a match. You guys tell me your predictions and why. And then I'll let you guys choose a card. And I'll tell you your fate.
Okay.
Okay, and the one with the highest rankings in the power rankings gets a special prize at the end of the semester. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I like prizes.
Okay. CSL Rocket League. This Saturday, on February 1st, 2020, for Southwest Conference, Arizona Wildcats, University of Arizona, goes against UNR, University of Nevada, Reno. Currently, Arizona's record is 3-2 with a win percentage of 60%, whereas UNR are at 8-0 with a win percentage of 100. Who do you guys think will win?
I'm going to go with Arizona because they became third in the Collegiate Rocket League Western Conference last year, so I think they have a good shot.
For a big brain brother.
It doesn't matter who you think will win.
I'm so sorry.
But it doesn't matter. Keep going.
Oh, well, I think it will be UNR. With their flawless record, they've dropped only 2 maps. I don't think you can beat a team that regularly scores 10 goals in a lot of their games.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now we pick.
So, close your eyes. I'm going to shuffle my cards real quick.
It's only 2 cards.
Well, with that attitude.
Okay, so choose your cards. On 3, you guys will lift it up, show it to the camera, and show your fate. 1, 2, 3.
Aww.
Oh, heck yeah, gamers.
Oh my goodness, what a loser.
Looks like someone's gonna level up, and it's not you, brother.
Oh my goodness. So, because of this, as in your fate, I predict that UNR will win against Arizona, especially with how they're playing this season. And because of that, I believe that Jacob, with his prediction of UNR and the winner card, that he will power up in the rankings, and you are still a loser.
We like that.
Keep crying. I hope you keep crying. Anyway, we'll be back for a discussion later on, next time I come in. I don't know when that will be, but it will be abrupt, of course. And I just want to say thank you for the cute conversation, and I hope to see you guys again. And I'll snap my way out of here.
Well, thank you very much. Amazing. We're magical.
What just happened?
We're magical.
We have powers? Question mark.
We have powers. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for that. And now we know that Jacob Brothers will succeed.
He's a gamer.
And is, again, the biggest of brains. And we also know that Daniel is not going to have the greatest of years. But with that said, that's going to be it for Checkpoint XP on campus. And we're going to have more coming up next week as more games, more tournaments, and more schools get involved with collegiate esports. We want to thank everybody out there that helps out with the show, everyone there at the UNLV studios, thank you so much, as well as our producer here in the studio in Detroit, Rick Hogerhide, also known as Weird Beard. So we are gonna have more, and we hope and demand that you return for Checkpoint XP on campus. See you later.
I'm not a loser.
Love you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.